Nazir Pirik Aleph Mishnah Hey, more on these ambiguous declarations of Naziris. If a person says, Harini Nazir Malo Habayis, I am accepting upon myself to be a Nazir, Malo Habayis, full of the house, a house full. Or if he says, Malo HaKupa, meaning he says, Harini Nazir Kamo Malo HaKupa, I am a Nazir like the basketful. So it's not clear at all what he means. And so much so that the Mishnah itself says we need to clarify. So Bodkin Oso, says the Mishnah, we ask him, what did you mean by that? Malo HaBayis, the fullness of the house. Im Amar Achas Gedola Nazarti, if he says, listen, I was just saying like Achas Gedola, one big Nazirus, like we had back in the third Mishnah. So then Nazir L'Shloshim Yom, he's a 30-day Nazir like any time. And when we say that it was Achas Gedola, we didn't mean large in terms of extended periods of time, but rather like a big commitment, conceptually. It was a big undertaking. But Vim Amar Stam Nazarti, if he says, I said the words and I actually didn't have anything specific in mind, I was leaving it up to the interpretation of, like, you know, I guess the Bez and the Chacham would rule it. So then, Ro Nesa Kupa Ki'ilu Hi Malea Chardal, we imagine, look at it as if the box that we're talking about here, this Kupa, was full of, literally means mustard seeds. These are tiny specks. The point is, like a countless number, and therefore, V'nazir kol yamav, he becomes a Nazir all of his days, meaning he is the new kind of Nazir called the Nazir Olam, like the permanent Nazir. Meaning such a person would be, yes, allowed to cut his hair if it got heavy in him, you know, at least at no more frequently than once every 12 months. So the idea here is that unlike the previous Mishnah, as the Barthener learns it, when he said something like the hairs on my head or the sand on the shore, so that is like clearly a very large number, but it's a number. Here he's saying, a thing like the fullness of the house or the basket. It's not even a number, just like it's like an uncountable sort of like a, I'll call it, you know, endless number. And that being the case, he shifts over, according to the Barthenor, from being like just, you know, doing one long stretch of Naziris of like a million years, in which case he wouldn't be a Nazir Olam, meaning he wouldn't be able to cut his hair every 12 months, to being this case where he is a Nazir Olam. It's a permanence, and therefore he could cut his hair every 12 months if need be. That's how the Barthenor learns. There are others, such as Tosfos, who learn that there actually is no difference whatsoever between Malo Kupa and Tsar Roshi, hairs on my head, which is a very large number, is the same as little, you know, specks of mustard seeds in the box. And therefore, the same machlokus would apply, like the previous Mishnah, according to Tosos, meaning the Tanakhama would again hold that he basically has to be doing a new Naziris every single 30 days. And according to Rebbe, Tosos will learn that for this Mishnah, he'd be like in one, you know, endless state of being a Nazir, but not a Nazir Olam. It'd just be like, you know, for a million years, and therefore he couldn't cut his hair even every 12 months. Because that, again, is how Tosos learned Machlokas in the previous Mishnah.